This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. His name is Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies, and they trade under the symbol SFOR on the pink sheets on the OTC. Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was reading about your company, and it seems like you guys are in a great space. There's so much cyber hacking going on. I mean, you guys, you provide a suite of products that help prevent cyber theft and data breaches, protecting people's personal stuff and their computers. You know, give us the story behind Strikeforce.
Sure, and that's a great question. Strikeforce has been around actually for about 15 years, even a little more, but I've been in it for 15 years. And we build security software. We came out with an out-of-band authentication platform. First thing we ever did in like 2001, even in 2000, and people just laughed at us because we did things with cell phones, and in those days, cell phones weren't that popular. Now people can't get enough of them, and we're way ahead. We're actually, the market has caught up to us. Not even ahead of it, but they caught up to us, and we're still building products going forward. And we've been fighting that product for a long time. We have a lot of sales in it now. Some major players are starting to use our product. And of course, we ran into a number of other people that do sell similar products, but never quite the same, of course. We definitely put out patents for the product. We were awarded some monies related to the first patent win that we got last year, early this year, which was a great deal for us and puts us in a great position. We're also going after many other companies with the same patent and at least five or six more, and definitely see other monies coming in from that respect as well. And the patent, again, Protect ID is a product that, you know, you sign into in order to get authenticated into your company. It works very, very well with out-of-band, meaning using your phone many times, but it also works with all the tokens. It's the only product out there that works with tokens, out-of-band, soft tokens, anything you want, all on one platform, and you could be set up to use any and all of the same products on the same platform, and the company that signs you up could actually give you capabilities of using multiple things. It's working out very well. We have some great sales and good sales going forward with that product, and that really works very, very well.
Is the mobile trust selling yet, and what is the strategy for that product?
Right, and actually, we are selling Guarded ID also, which is a keystroke encryption product. It works very, very well on any computer, whether it be a Mac or a PC. It stops key loggers from stealing your information, which now, no matter what malware is, about 80% of all hacks are done by malware, and 98% of all those malwares are done using key logging. So that's become a very, very strong product as well. And that got us into the idea of building mobile trust. Mobile trust is actually putting something very similar and yet different on the mobile devices. So mobile trust runs on all Apple and Android devices. It has its own keyboard. The keyboard is keystroke encrypted, so it actually does get protected by the Guarded ID patents, which are keystroke encryption patents on any device. And when you type on the Apple or Android device with the keyboard, you're protecting yourself from many different ways of your data being stolen. For instance, typically your data goes into the normal queue. The queue is where a lot of data gets stolen. Your data does not go through the normal queue when using our own keyboard. So you're very well protected. It can work with any single application on those devices. And we actually have completed the product. It's actually You can now buy it on our website as well as through Target now, online and soon to be in the stores, Staples soon to be in the stores, and we're getting into many other stores as well. So the product is starting to go out, and the keyboard specifically we made into a separate product called an SDK that you can just buy the keyboard for any application, and then it works on any of the Android or Apple devices. So it's very, very excellent. Many companies have to have this if they have any of their own applications as well. And we're selling it, you know, starting to get great orders and great ideas from many corporations out there that I really can't mention.
The website is strikeforcetech.com. My guest today is Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies, ticker symbol SFOR, traded on the pink sheets on the OTC. Now, Mark, now that I have you, on the show today, can you bring us up to speed on sales projections for 2016 and what you guys are doing on social media to spread this out? Because it is a terrible, epidemic for people stealing all sorts of, data from. Target got, broken into.
Yep, absolutely. Well, the good news is our products will prevent a lot of that from happening. We can't prevent 100% of hackers from being successful, but we could prevent, let's say, 98 or 95% of them, at least in the areas that we have these products, which is way ahead of the game. Matter of fact, the antivirus programs only protect you about 6%, and you pay a lot for those, and ours are probably less money than most of the antivirus. But anyway, it's a very, very excellent product, and we're thinking way beyond that. In the social media space, we've done a lot on Facebook and Twitter and all the videos. We've put a lot of information together. We just recently, last week, put out a single website in each of these cases that tells a lot about the story and about the company. We changed our face and our logo, and really, really, it gives you a great story and a great connection to the company. People will respond quickly on Facebook, Twitter, and that would give you an excellent, excellent response. We're at a point where we are trading very low, but we're not going to be doing any reverse stock splits, and we're definitely building up the company as we have, very little convertibles left. So we see this company starting to take off as the sales that we have working right now looking very strong for us in the near future.
That's great. My guest today is Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. His ticker symbol is SFOR. They're traded on the pink sheets on the OTC. Before I let you go, Mark, is there anything that you'd like to get out there to our listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you'd like to talk about in closing here?
Yeah, I would just like to say thank you all that have stayed with us and believed in us. We definitely are getting very strong this year, finally. With winning a patent and winning and definitely going after many other patents, we see huge opportunities, and that's not the main reason, of course. That just protects our products as well, but our products are growing, getting some major sales, and should see something in the near term of some direction we're going to be taking. So we look good, we feel good, and we look forward to a great career.
Again, Mark, thank you for coming on the show today, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Great. Thank you very much.